good people, there are few parables that give greater spiritual truth than today's. There are few parables that give a greater insight to the brokenness of the human heart, I believe, than today's parable. But in order to see this truth, we must see that its disturbing message applies to my heart, to your heart. This parable happens in us. The parable says that the kingdom of heaven is like a king who invites simple peasants to his son's wedding. And the disturbing part is their response. Many ignore it, aren't interested. And then the absurdity increases that the king has invited them to a wedding banquet, and it makes them so angry they become violent. It should disturb us. How do you explain such madness? He's not inviting them to milk cows, which a violent response is reasonable. He's not inviting them to some wedding where they have this loud, annoying music, and you'd rather not be there. It's a wedding with polka music and a little red eye. It's a joyous place. We can't understand unless, let's put it just colloquially. The kingdom of heaven is like a king who is offering the joy we're all looking for. And it makes people mad. It makes you mad in your heart. Or indifferent. It should disturb us. Last week's parable is more explicable. If you remember last week, you had a landowner who made a vineyard, went off, put his tenants in charge, and then when he sent his servants to get the produce from the tenants became violent to them and killed them. Now that's twisted and disordered. But you can at least explain that they were greedy and they were going to take their produce and out of greed killed them. But what would make the human heart become violent to someone who wants to give it joy? It would be comparable to a starving man beating up someone who's trying to give him food. Do you see how broken this is? How disturbing it is. Jesus is asserting that reality is in our hearts, and what's really disturbing is he says only a few actually accept it. All are invited, but only a few actually accept it. This joy we're all looking for, we actually accept. We can get a glimpse of the madness and a glimpse of the explanation of the madness, I think, dear people, through the dynamics of an addiction. To invite an addict into joy is an invitation to set his drug aside that he thinks is giving him joy. And depending on where the addict is, some may say, no thanks, go away. But some might get mad. What Jesus is saying is we have an addiction. And in order for us to receive the joy that's coming from the heart of the Father to us, we have to be aware of this and set it aside. In order to respond to this invitation, and so we get an insight, I think, to this addiction by their response. It said some ignored, but some went to their farm, milk cows, and some went to their business, and some got mad. What I propose to you, dear people, is what we are addicted to that makes God's invitation to receive joy from Him is we are addicted to the joy that comes from what we cause, what we control, what we accomplish. Not the joy that comes from what He does for us and what He gives us. It's a workaholism, an activism. I experience joy by what my will can do, instead of the joy that comes from letting God's will be done. What I just said is something really important. And so in order for us to be able to receive this joy, that's where we have to go, and that's where why we get angry. To receive what only the Father can do for me, I have to be brought to a place where I'm helpless. And where I am willful, that makes me mad. Do you see the sickness? And so what does this wedding banquet look like? It looks like mom getting cancer and the father saying, now let me take care of you. It looks like that. Where we can't do anything. I'm not making this up. We see this again in St. Matthew in his beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, so this parable says, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who invites us to this wedding banquet. In the Sermon on the Mount, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are helpless. The kingdom of heaven is given to them there. I don't want to sit down. This is the secret. This is the secret to becoming holy. But when God draws us to that place in our heart, we run. It looks like this. Going to pray. I say what I say. I tell them what I tell them. I do what I can do. I cause what I can cause. And then once I get to this place of, geez, all that's left now is I supposed to listen to God, but that's no fun. Gotta go. About the time prayer was to begin, I leave. The reason we don't accept the invitation because we don't want to deal with our weakness where God has to take care of us. We want to take care of ourselves. Unless one accepts the kingdom of heaven like a child, they can't enter into it. May God grant us the grace of humility so that when he draws us to those places this week, we can be like Mary, let it be done. What I'm interested in, God, is what your will can do, not mine.